The board game gift guide that matches the game to the person, not the price. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. The best board game gift is the one that matches how your person actually likes to spend an evening, not the one with the biggest box or the highest price. By the competitive friend Brass. Birmingham, the cozy one Wingspan, the non-gamer codenames, the strategist Ark Nova, the party host Wavelength, the puzzle lover The Crew, and the collector Gloomhaven 2nd Edition. Each pick below is sorted by personality, with a one line why it fits so you can shop in 5 minutes flat. The thing that decides whether a game gets played or shelved isn't the price, it's whether it matches the recipient's personality. So that's how we've organized this one. Find your person, get your pick, done. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. Why match the game to the person instead of the price? Because a board game is a social object, not a gadget. Its value lives entirely in whether it gets pulled off the shelf. And that depends on a single thing. Does it match how the recipient likes to spend 2 hours with the people around them? A heavy strategy game like Ark Nova is a genuine gift of joy for someone who loves to optimize and plan. Hand that same box to your party-loving cousin and it becomes guilt-shaped cardboard that never leaves the closet. The price was never the variable. The fit was. So this guide is sorted by recipient personality, 7 archetypes, 1 confident pick each plus a couple of alternates. Find the person you're shopping for, read the one-line reason and you're done. No spreadsheet required. What do you buy the competitive one who has to win? For the friend who treats Monopoly like a blood sport and trash talks during Uno, you want a game where skill genuinely decides the winner. No luck excuses, no the dice hated me. That's Brass, Birmingham. It's an industrial economy strategy game set in the Canal and Rail era of England, and it has sat at or near the very top of Board Game Geek's overall rankings for years. Every win feels earned, which is exactly what the competitive personality craves. There's no hiding behind randomness here, the better player wins, and your recipient will respect the game for that. If they prefer a competitive game that's faster to teach, Catan in its streamlined 2025 edition is the classic trade and build duel that still starts arguments at family tables for all the right reasons. What's the perfect gift for the cozy, aesthetic soul? Some people don't want conflict at game night. They want a beautiful object, a calm rhythm, and a table that feels like a warm afternoon. For them, the answer is Wingspan. Designed by Elizabeth Hargrave, it's a serene engine builder about attracting birds to your wildlife preserve with gorgeous illustrated bird cards, a custom dice tower, and a pace that soothes rather than stresses. It sits, as one outlet put it, perfectly between gateway game and intense strategy session. Easy enough to relax into, deep enough to stay interesting. Want an alternate? Cascadia is a tile-laying nature puzzle that's even gentler to learn and just as pretty, a Spiel des Jahres winner that delivers that same peaceful no-takedowns feeling for a lower price. How do you buy a board game for someone who doesn't really play board games? This is the hardest recipient and the one people get most wrong. They reach for something heavy to convert the non-gamer and it backfires. The trick? Pick a game where the relevant skill is knowing people, not knowing games. That levels the field instantly. The answer is Codenames. It's a word association party game where success depends on how well you read your teammates' thinking, which means a non-gamer who's known the family for 30 years can outplay a hobbyist who showed up an hour ago. As one writer put it, the skill is interpersonal calibration rather than game knowledge. It teaches in 2 minutes, plays with big groups, and the non-gamer almost always ends up being good at it, which is the moment they fall in love with the hobby. What about the strategist who loves a deep, brainy puzzle of a game? This is the person who reads rulebooks for fun and lights up at the phrase engine building. They don't want a quick filler, they want a 3-hour cathedral of decisions. Give them Ark Nova. It's a meaty game about designing and running a modern, conservation-focused zoo, layering card-driven actions, animal acquisition, and sprawling combos into one of the most acclaimed heavy Euros of the decade. It's consistently named alongside Brass, Birmingham at the very top of the heavy strategy heap, and it rewards exactly the kind of long game planning this personality adores. Prefer a sci-fi flavor? Terraforming Mars hits the same deep optimization itch with asymmetric factions and a board that fills up over a glorious, sprawling game. Which game is right for the party host who fills a room? The party host doesn't care about the optimal play, they care about the whole room laughing at once. You need a game that scales to a crowd, teaches in under a minute, and creates loud shared moments. That's Wavelength. It's a team guessing game built around a hidden dial. One player gives a clue to place a concept on a spectrum, cold to hot, underrated to overrated, and the team argues about where the needle should land. It won the Golden Geek Best Party Game Award and has the rare quality of being just as fun to argue about as to win. If the host's crowd skews bigger and looser, just one, a cooperative word game and Spiel des Jahres winner, gets everyone contributing at once with zero learning curve. What do you get the puzzle lover who wants to solve, not battle? Some people don't want to beat their friends, they want to beat the game together. The cooperative puzzle solver lives for that aha moment when the table cracks it as a team. For them, Start With A Crew, The Quest for Planet 9. It's a cooperative trick-taking card game with a brilliant twist. You can't talk freely about your hand, so every play becomes a tense little puzzle of reading your teammates. It's compact, cheap, and delivers dozens of escalating missions, perfect for the person who treats every round like a riddle. Want something more theatrical? Sherlock Holmes, Consulting Detective turns your living room into Victorian London with story-driven cases that take a couple of hours each to crack, pure deduction. No combat, total immersion. How do you impress the serious collector who already owns everything? The hobbyist collector is intimidating to shop for because they seem to own it all. The move isn't to find something obscure, it's to gift the definitive, deluxe version of something monumental. In 2025, that's Gloomhaven 2nd Edition. It's the revised, elevated edition of the genre-defining campaign Dungeon Crawler Rebalanced Classes. New artwork, updated miniatures, and a refined reputation system. All in a box so massive it doubles as furniture. Even a collector who loved the original has a reason to want this one on the shelf. If they're already deep in the Haven universe, Frosthaven the standalone sequel is the bigger, colder, wilder epic that gives them dozens of hours of fresh campaign. Either way, you're gifting an event, not just a game. Is a more expensive game always the better gift? No, and this is the whole point of the guide. Price correlates with weight and component count, not with fit. The cozy soul doesn't want more cardboard, they want a beautiful, calm experience. The non-gamer doesn't want more rules, they want to feel clever fast. Spending more on the wrong axis just buys a heavier mistake. Match the personality first. Then within that match, spend what feels right. Final verdict. Stop shopping by price and start shopping by personality. It's the only filter that predicts whether a game gets loved or shelved. Match the competitive friend to brass. Birmingham, the cozy soul to Wingspan, the non-gamer to Codenames, the strategist to Ark Nova, the party host to Wavelength, the puzzle lover to the crew, and the collector to Gloomhaven 2nd Edition, and you'll give a gift that actually hits the table. Frequently asked questions. What's the single best board game gift for most people? Codenames is the safest crowd pleaser because it teaches in 2 minutes, plays with large groups, and works for gamers and non-gamers alike. If you know nothing about the recipient's taste, it's the lowest risk pick on this list. For a deeper but still broadly loved option, Ticket to Ride or Sushi Go are reliable hits. How do I pick a board game gift if I don't know the person's gaming taste? Default to a high-ceiling, low-floor crowd game, Codenames, Sushi Go, or Ticket to Ride. These teach fast, scale to different group sizes, and rarely sit unplayed. They're the equivalent of a gift card that's actually fun, broadly right even when you're guessing. What board game should I buy for someone who hates losing? Buy a cooperative game where everyone wins or loses together, like a crew or Codenames team mode. These remove the sting of personal defeat. If the person is competitive but a sore loser, give them a skill-driven game like Brass. Birmingham, where losses feel earned rather than random, or that's easier for a competitive ego to accept than losing to dice. Is Wingspan good for beginners? Yes, Wingspan is widely recommended as a Gateway Plus game. Its rules are moderate, the turns are intuitive, and the calm pace gives new players room to think. It's a great gift for a beginner with an eye for beautiful things, though a true first-timer crowd may prefer the even simpler Cascadia. What's a good board game for a non-gamer adult? Codenames is the standout for non-gamer adults because success depends on knowing your teammates, not knowing games. Wavelength and Just One work for the same reason. Avoid heavy strategy games as a conversion gift. They tend to intimidate rather than charm a reluctant player. Do I need to spend a lot to give a great board game? Number some of the most played gifts on this list, codenames The Crew Sushigo, are among the cheapest. Price tracks a game's weight and component count, not how well it fits the recipient. A perfectly matched inexpensive game beats a mismatched expensive one every time it reaches the table. What board game is best for a serious hobbyist who owns a lot of games? Give them the definitive deluxe edition of a monumental game rather than something obscure. In 2025, Gloomhaven's second edition is the standout, a fully revised version even original owners want. Frosthaven is the alternative if they're already deep in that universe. The goal is to gift an event, not just another box. What's the best board game for a big party or family gathering? Wavelength and Just One are built for crowds, both teach in under a minute and scale well to large mixed groups. Codenames also shines with bigger teams. These create loud shared moments rather than quiet individual turns, which is exactly what a party host wants. What board game is best for two players as a gift? For a couple or pair, The Crew works beautifully as a cooperative challenge, and many heavy Euros like Ark Nova and Brass Birmingham play excellently at two. If you want something purely two-player and tense, look at dice placement co-ops like Sky Team, which has the pilot-co-pilot dynamic of landing a plane together. Are board games a good gift for kids? Yes, with the right pick. Sushigo and Ticket to Ride are both family-friendly and teach quickly to younger players while staying fun for adults. Match the game's reading and rules low to the child's age, and favor games the whole family can play together so it actually gets to the table. What's the best cozy board game gift? Wingspan is the cozy gold standard, beautiful bird art, a calm engine-building rhythm and no player conflict. Cascadia is the gentler, lower-priced alternate. Both deliver a slow, kind, aesthetically pleasing evening rather than a competitive one, which is what the cozy personality is really after. Should I buy a legacy or campaign board game as a gift? Only if the recipient has the time, a regular group, and a love of long stories. Campaign games like Gloomhaven and Frosthaven are spectacular gifts for the right hobbyist, but a burden for a casual player. Match the commitment to the person, or a 50-hour campaign is a gift of joy to some and a guilt pile to others. What's a good last-minute board game gift? Reach for a small box crowd pleaser that's widely stocked, Codenames, Sushigo, The Crew, or Wavelength. They're affordable, fast to teach, and almost universally well-received, which makes them ideal when you're shopping in a hurry and can't risk a mismatch.